Frankie's.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.
All right. Yes, this is what, my sixth, seventh time. Fucked it up each one. Get over it. We made it to Cocktail Corner again with Black Sands Brewery. Shout outs to you guys. Wait, which one? Let me turn your mics on.
Yeah,
hit us begin.
Up. Hello.
Rise and never fall is what they say. And
that
that's
day
what we're
will
about.
Come.
That day will come.
Out to Cape
When they will rise up.
Sorry.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having us.
Of
again.
Course.
It's nice to see you. Thank you. Is this our final Black Sands Cocktail Corner?
This is until you fork out some more money. No.
Oh, no. I have to look into the coffers.
Yeah,
thank you so much. It's been an amazing month. I have,
awesome.
As per usual, last minute grabbed Harry Hux the Skux. Here, who has, well, is currently, viewers, preparing a drink for us. Harry, are you able to multitask and talk and cocktail?
I'm nothing if not ambitious. So this is a real easygoer. The idea is just a lagerita. So we've made a margarita mix, and we've got the famous Black Sands Pilsner. But a little bit of a twist. Instead of lime juice, we've acidified some mandarin juice. Because mandarins are in season. Mandarins are in season, they're delicious.
And we like to buy seasonally because that's what everybody should be doing.
That's what we should be doing.
We take the components of a lime, so like the acid components, citric, malic, tartaric acids. We take them in
the Holy Trinity?
The Holy Trinity. And then we basically make mandarin juice, which still tastes like mandarin, be as acidic as lime juice, and then we use that in a margarita. And then what do, Craig? We top it with beer.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of beer, people might be asking, Black Sands Pilsner, is that a lager? Well, yes, people on the radio waves. All beers in the world are split into two different, it's in the freezer, split into two different schools. Any beer anywhere in the world is either an ale or a lager.
Do you want to hear a really embarrassing story?
Oh, hit us.
Please.
So this one time 3 years ago, I was at the beer festival in the cloud, and we were broadcasting live from the beer festival, so I was up in the little, like, media room upstairs, and I was quite frazzled because there was a lot going on.
Of course.
It's a beer festival, dude.
It was a beer festival. There was broadcast. Frazzled. There were wires. There was someone needing to go on air. So I ran up to the bar, and I was like, what can you give me? And they're like, okay, we've got a lager pilsner. And then so I spent the next 2 hours going up to the bar and ordering lager pilsners. And then the poor lady behind the bar at the beer festival was like, hey, look, so, like, we can give you a lager or a pilsner, but, like, I've noticed you've been ordering a lager pilsner. Are we meant to, like, mix that or what?
That's awesome. That's not a
joke. No, look, you are not silly for that. That is a normal thing because lager is a style, pilsner is a style, but in terms of beer families, lager is also the name for the beer family because all beers are made from two different genuses of yeast, either a lager or an ale, right? It's you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, Thursday afternoon education time, but, you know, if you
the
can
more
learn
you
something
know.
While you drink, isn't that great?
Multitasking, yeah, that's awesome. You too could be drinking lager pilsners if you wanted to go and buy yourself some Black Sands beer, but also if you wanted to go to Double Whammy tomorrow night to see Charles C.J. Right after this, I'm going to give away a double pass, and I'm going to need you to text me your fucking B-card number and your name, please, for the love of Christ. Someone text me, 5395.
Please, someone text me.
I'm really gassed about this lagerita. I think it's a fucking genius name. Who came up with it?
Well, I mean,
It's a
thing.
I believe it's a portmanteau.
Whoa.
Don't
give me year six spelling bee trauma with portmanteau, bro. Anyone in the New Zealand school system knows portmanteau.
Any linguist out there, I'm probably wrong.
It was the hardest spelling word in year six. I actually got a 99% mark in my spelling bee in year six, and it was portmanteau was the word I got wrong. So.
What are you saying? Portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
I've never heard of that
thing. It means when you fuse two words together, lager and margarita. Lagerita.
A portmanteau.
That's a portmanteau.
Is that right?
How did we?
Yeah, no, you used it correctly. Don't worry. You did well.
You know what I mean? I got an A.
That's
in
why we're at BFM.
And that's you know, when you tune into Cocktail Corner, you weren't prepared to learn. You're out here learning, getting educated, and that's fantastic.
Look.
Now look at us.
So the aforementioned cocktail is also rimmed.
Mm. Whoa. You're gonna rim us live on air? What are you doing?
It's a good weekend. Well, not yet. But it's rimmed with a classic salt and chili situation.
Ooh.
Popped a little bit of sumac in there, which is a berry from the Middle East.
Could you portmanteau salt, chili, and sumac?
No.
Salimac.
Salimac. We got a Salimac cocktail coming up for you.
Boom, boom.
But in other news, in beer news, shout out marijuana news. In beer news, currently this is New Zealand's hop harvest season. Hops are only harvested once a year, and then they're pelletized and preserved, and they last for years in a pelletized format, but called T90s. But hops, people need to know about hops. If you drink beer, hops go in every single beer, and around the world we all harvest them once a year. In New Zealand, it's in March, April season, and it's harvest season right now, which is exciting for all the hop growers, all the families.
What is a hop?
And all the a hop.
You've
looks
been
like that.
Showing me your tattoo.
I know, it's an icebreaker, right?
I like it.
For those who may be familiar with marijuana, it's in the same genus. Speaking of genuses.
If you like beer,
or genii,
the plants that are in beer is a cousin in the same genus as marijuana. And they both exude the same sort of similar oils that you can extract and stuff. So fresh hop is the only time in the year that you can brew beer with fresh hops from the vine, from the plantation. So they're harvested at 6, 7 a.m. They get on a flight, they get to Auckland, and by 2 p.m. I've got them in the tank boiling.
Wow, and then when do you serve the beer?
Well, I mean, depends on the style, how long it takes to ferment and ready. But the important thing is that when those hops are harvested, they need to be used within 24 hours, otherwise they rot. So it's super speed mission, and to chase the optimum flavor that you can get out of a beer. It's super exciting. It's
super nerdy.
Don't get me wrong.
No, I love it.
Let's go back to the cocktails.
No,
are we ready?
It's like a hibiscus flower. It's the same thing. Yes. It doesn't last more than
you got to capture
that
moment.
There's a spare for anyone in the BM.
And it is very island vibes, just like this drink. Cheers.
Ooh. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, darling.
Thank God this is radio so no one can see my haircut.
It looks good.
I got no conditioner in.
Thanks, Black Sands Brewery. Thanks for your patronage and enjoyment for the last 4 weeks. It's been awesome.
Lagerita.
It's been a pleasure. Lagerita. Cheers. Cheers.
Get it down, yeah.
It's delicious.
Oh, okay.
Fuck me.
Oh,
wait, what
God.
Is this?
That tequila. Is my favorite, I think, of the month.
Mm.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
That's the winner, Harry. The Mandarin is really right there.
Yes.
I'm mandarining right now.
Yeah,
mandarining.
Let Amanda in.
It kind of looks like Raro.
Yeah, it does have that kind of...
If you put heaps of ice, but it really doesn't taste...
Could we rim this with salt and Raro next time?
Yeah, fuck, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, we got one. Don't worry. We got a spare.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. Like we're saying, it's mandarin season. If we gave it a bit more of a churn with a spoon, it'd probably be more mandarin-y.
That's so yum.
So yeah, it's just
very
just,
refreshing.
Just refreshing, light, easy going.
Summer.
And the more you drink of it, the more beer you can put back into it, and then it becomes just a beer over ice, and you're like, huh.
I've only had one drink.
I've only had one. It's an infinite drink.
That's awesome. I love an infinite drink. So
it's a trickery.
So someone has texted and saying, so are hops and weed kind of like lager and pilsner?
Damn, that's mind-blowing.
Kinda.
I mean, look. Yeah, sure, why not?
True. Hey, shout-outs to all the texts.
I mean, they're cousins, right? Well,
we're getting texting?
Well,
can people see my haircut or no?
They definitely can't see it, but
okay,
it looks... I don't know what your problem is. It looks fine.
I ran out of leave-in conditioner.
It's one of the haircuts.
And, you know, as a curly girl...
You're a curly girl.
You need conditioner, otherwise you're puffy. You know what I mean?
You said floofy.
Floofy is the word I use when I don't have leave-in conditioner.
It's the same. I guess our hair is like hoppers. It's like... You've got a time limit on the premium curl, and then after that, it's like, fuck.
You know, curly hair is like lager and pilsner, you know what I mean? Shout out that text.
Exactly, you better hurry it up. Hey, did anyone end up visiting the AI coffee shop?
Oh, from my Instagram story. Okay,
from
can
your
I just say, I can't
also,
get
Bevan
too can I get political? Is that okay?
Darling,
there's
political.
An AI coffee shop that's open on Queen Street.
I wouldn't even call it political, be for real. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be humans right here. Like, do you want robot to lose all the jobs on human interaction and just have robots serve you beer and coffee, and you don't want that in your life. Don't support that business. Do not go down to Queen Street and pay any money to the AI cafe.
I'm not saying
do anything bad to the cafe. Like, I would never suggest live never on the radio that anyone would that. To vandalize or harm the business. Just don't support it.
It definitely wasn't your Instagram story that said to firebomb it, no?
Wow. I don't know.
It was a different Instagram story.
That's okay.
This is live radio here.
None of these
views represent BFM.
Or us. Or Black Sands.
But just don't support that business, because there's people who are working at other cafes and bars that need to pay their rent, that actually earn a living from serving you your coffee or your beer. And those are the people in your community that you should support. So support local and don't be dumb.
And if you know any of those people, we're opening a cafe in about a month. They're looking for jobs.
Job? No. What's your favourite cafe? Quick, mine's Grey's on Dominion Road.
Solid cafe.
You've got
Humbug.
What was your one, Mom?
In Fruitvale.
Good Day, where's that?
Probably Ozo.
Oh, that's so bougie of you.
What was your favourite cafe?
Grey's.
Oh, yeah.
On Dom Road. It's a banger.
What about favourite restaurant? Should we shout out all the hospitality businesses real quick?
Yeah, restaurant. I mean, you can't go wrong with Peachy.
No.
That's awesome. Udon Works, Dominion Road.
Sandringham Road, shout out Satya Chai Lounge.
Period. Boom.
Sammy's been killing it since 2016. Go and support Sammy.
There's a lot of excellent hospitality.
Sri Penang.
The prices stay fucking consistent on Karangatahe Road.
BYO.
Yep.
So,
Rosé Moscato.
Solera in Newmarket. Yes. Some of the best Malaysian food in the city.
Oh, banger.
Goes hard.
The beer spot also has beer, but also yummy food trucks.
Well, okay, so nice. We've said cafe, we've said restaurant, favourite bar, spot?
Beer spot, banger.
Mine's beer spot.
Goblin's pretty cool.
Goblin, they have Black Sands Pills, by the way.
Yeah, they do, they have lots of cool shit there.
Very cool bar. Shout out Theo.
Definitely the beer spot, for sure. And, of course, like wine cellar. I mean, public bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, rebrand. Shout out Northern Line. Northern Line Bar and Social. Fantastic people. They've been suffering for the last 3 years with the City Works construction choked their whole bar. Yeah, shout out Northern Line, because they're the most amazing people.
Best chip buddy in Auckland.
Best chip buddy.
For those who are in the
know. They make chip buddies.
Chip buddies, done. Oh,
the English way, the proper way. No offense to everyone.
Whoa!
HP sauce. Hey.
White bread. White bread, two slices. Margarine, not butter. Margarine. Shit loads of it. Can I swear? I did. Chips.
You said kiwi tits the other week.
I did say kiwi tits.
Kiwi tits McGee.
And then sources of your choice if you're a real real one. It's
a real man.
I said real one.
Fucking Freudian slips everywhere. Nah, just
HP sauce, brown sauce.
Yeah. Shout out Northern Line. And also they got great, they support independent. They support independent suppliers.
Shout out independent suppliers and seasonal produce.
The beer, the whiskey, everything is like well sourced. A lot of New Zealand support as well. So support local is the message of today, isn't it?
And rest
it, really?
In power
and
there.
And that's always the message every time.
Shout out Capleton. And shout out
Capleton.
Sizzler.
We'll play a couple more of your requests as well before the news. Anyway, that was Cocktail Corner. Shout out to Black Sands Brewery. People have been saying Cupid Bar and Point Chev is awesome.
Oh, shout out Phil and Alex from Cupid Bar. They're awesome.
And someone said, and yes, Northern Line. Your homie Bevan's been texting and. Period. Anyway, look. Once again, text in if you want those Chelsea J tickets, and you too could be drinking at an awesome bar named Double Whammy tomorrow night.
Cheers. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, darlings. This is Capleton. Who damn? Period. Them evil art and them corrupt it art. Me too much heart. Take on the grass. Bow to the boss. Move too fast. Me tell them about this harm. Who tell them to provoke the youth them to rock. Now the youth them say them not trust me. Shut up the dark. Now take no check now. No full talk. Them know who I come straight from them heart. No one hypocrite from the way of them talk. This the emperor and watch the whole of them last. Can't even find food to put in at them chat. Not even bicycle much less than the cat. Can't even creep, much less the walk. Them can't even smile nor laugh. The one your name, who them a could have had that them a try. This king still has to watch all of them die. Who them a me go see them with them spell. This Emmanuel and them soul gonna hell. Who them a could have who them want cause. Them this Marcus, I know them all bite the dust.
them a coulda what that them a treasure. Tell them them can't this mama meager. Yo, since the dog you wear like them never get a pence. Seems like them go a school and go on bench. Them not have no faith, no confidence. No old nights, them not black, no reverence. Find out say no fat them disobedience. So me find out them don't have no conscience. Them no have a clean heart nor a clear conscience. This King Selassie, it never makes sense. This is Monday where well, long get kicked off on the bench. This Marcus got me with the chairs, them get drenched. Hold them, hold them.
Drinkies.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.